And we are returning to this week's tractor protest by beef farmers, which closed off streets in parts of central Dublin yesterday, severely disrupted traffic in and around the city, and then caused long tailbacks on the M50 motorway last evening. The protest has been criticised by the Restaurants Association, which says it resulted in delayed deliveries and reduced footfall for food businesses in Dublin City. Adrian Cummins is Chief Executive of the Association. He's with us in studio, and we're joined to the line by Daniel Long from the Individual Farmers Association, which organised this week's protest. A very good morning to you both, and thank you for talking to us on the programme. Perhaps I can come first to you, Daniel Long, because we've already heard on the programme this morning from Conor Faulkner of the AA expressing his disappointment at what happened, particularly on the M50 last evening, where members of your group took their tractors onto the motorway and drove at very slow speed, 4 or 5 kilometres per hour, and resulted in long delays for people trying to get home. A lot of disruption, Conor Faulkner says, caused to a lot of people. What possible justification was there for that aspect of this protest?
Well, I suppose farmers were heading home, they were leaving the protest, and they wanted to highlight, I suppose, the issues that they were feeling and really focus people's minds. Like, there is a general election coming up, and we would hope that, and we'd probably see that farmer issues will be hopefully be foremost in a lot of rural people's minds when they cast their vote at the ballot box. We've seen similar protests like this around Europe. They're not uncommon. We've seen them in France and Belgium and the Netherlands. While we accept that people were unhappy going home, but like, I think people need to realise that farmers are facing a very difficult situation and their very existence is on the line.
Well, I think there's probably a fair bit, or certainly should be at this stage, after all the discussion about it, understanding or sympathy even for what farmers are facing. But on the other hand, you have people, after a long day's work, trying to get home. Maybe they face long commutes even at the best of times. They're trying to get to the childcare in time to pick up their children, get home, get themselves sorted out, and they're sitting behind tractors just crawling along the motorway and causing them hours of delays in going about their normal business. How can that be justified?
Well, I suppose protest by its very nature causes disruption, but we would hope that, like all protests, we hope it would lead to dialogue, and dialogue would be the solving of this problem.
There's a task force sitting at the moment, so there is dialogue to that extent. I mean, I suppose you maybe as a working farmer don't have a long commute. Maybe you just walk out into the yard every morning and get about your business. But there are lots of farm families who have members who do commute. So it's not as though the farming families and the farming community don't understand what people in somewhere like Dublin have to face every day.
As I said, farmers, the decision to take this protest originally was not taken lightly. Most people in a job would like to take home an income. Farmers face that it's not even guaranteed to make a profit out of the enterprise they're in. And it's not down to a lack of skill or expertise. It's down to that they're not being paid a fair price for the product.
Let me turn to, as I say, Adrian Cummings is here from the Restaurants Association. The protest earlier over the previous 2 days in the city, what was the effect on your members of that?
Good morning, Brian. Everybody has sympathy with the farmers, but I think the sympathy is waning after the type of protest that the farmers are engaging in. They brought their tractors up to Dublin after the Dáil was dissolved. It's like going up to the All-Ireland final on a Sunday the following Monday. It made no sense to the consumer, to the voter, to our businesses that have been affected through lack of footfall. We're all suffering in business at the moment, including the farmers, and in my sector as well are suffering. But there's ways and means about lobbying and making your protest. But this is the third time in a space of 5 months that these tractor protests has come to Dublin. The Gardaí invest a huge amount of resources, taxpayers' money, in policing this. That needs to be questioned about policing when you have large-scale motorised protests coming to the city. We're all well used to workers' rights protests where there are no large-scale motorised, which have huge effects.
But they can also close streets and cause disruption.
Exactly.
You accept, I presume, people's right to protest.
Absolutely.
And obviously, Dáil Éireann will be a focus of protest. And we are in an election campaign.
Absolutely.
The Dáil may have been resolved. It's also, isn't it, a pretty quiet month in your business, January? Is it really causing that much disruption to you?
Well, January is a quiet month, but a lot of restaurants that are in that area had no customers whatsoever. And we are one of the largest purchasers of beef in Ireland. And there is an issue around beef price, but the discussions should be at the beef task force talks, which everybody in the country wanted them to get up and running. They're up and running, and that's where the farmers need to do their talking. This is an issue that seems to be popping up all of the time, where you have these tractor protests coming to Dublin and affecting a huge amount of business.
Well, it's popping up, I suppose, because in the farmers' minds, it's unresolved at the moment. But what about the point Daniel Long made there by Adrian Cummins on behalf of his members? In effect, you're all in the same business. You're in the food business. They're selling the produce that you produce.
Well, I would like to remind the Restaurant Association that, like, yes, they may have lost money for the 2 days that the farmer protest was there. But farmers are losing money every day of the week. Restaurants like to promote that they buy local. Well, that local produce is at risk. Like, it comes from Irish farmers, and then the farmers that produce that produce need to be able to make money out of it. And that's, like, the restaurants are the final link in the chain, and we're the beginning, we're the start of the link.
Yeah, but the protest, the point he's making is the protest that you staged this week is disrupting their business, damaging their business and their capacity to sell what you produce.
Well, as I said,
self-defeating.
The very food the restaurants serve comes from farmers, and farmers need a fair price. Nobody's asking for handouts, they're asking for a fair price. I suppose in relation to the task force, farmers feel like they're still 23 cent behind the average price in Europe and 50 cent behind the UK. The task force has met twice and there's been no address on price whatsoever.
Because we're told, and you've been told, that price cannot be addressed for reasons of competition, that it's looking at other areas, like, for example, the 30-month age limit, which I think retailers now have pretty much agreed that they're willing to accept meat older than that. And you've had various other concerns which are being addressed in relation to the way the business is run.
The task force has met twice. It was set up in September. Price hasn't changed. We're behind European average. We shouldn't even be on European average. We're supposed to have a premium product. We should be a little bit ahead. It's not acceptable that we are as low as we are. There is no, even the meetings in Ireland came out after the first task force meeting, said there was green shoots of recovery. We haven't seen that recovery.
All right. What would be the next stage in this? Do you plan further of these protests?
I would, at this stage now, like as we said, like, going to Dublin and protesting is never a decision that's taken lightly. At this stage, there would be no more protests in the near future. We'd hope to lobby maybe political parties and people in general that they use their cast their vote at the ballot box and try and get TDs in that will try and maybe legislate and see can they help farmer issues.
Because that at least would be a relief. Aid
absolutely, reason. And I'm thankful that there's a commitment there to stop these tractor protests coming to Dublin from the farming spokespeople.
All right, well, there we leave it. Thank you both for talking to us. That was Adrian Cummins from the Restaurants Association and Daniel Long from the Individual Farmers of Ireland. After the break, we'll have business and weather.